Haiti is sliding deeper into chaos. Protesters have taken to the streets after dozens of people were killed in a week of gang violence. Insecurity and unrest, adding to a spiraling economy that has never completely recovered from a devastating earthquake in 2010.
Our situation is critical because we are facing misery and hunger. Our children can no longer go to school. The government is useless. We demand its departure. It has to go.
Protesters blame the government for the fuel crisis.
Every time they want to raise fuel prices, they claim there's a shortage. It's not true. There is stock. There's no need to cause people such pain. If they are determined to increase prices, we will set the country on fire.
Criminal gangs run the streets with impunity, police too weak to stop them. But this week, anger and a loss of public trust outweighed the fears of kidnapping, robbery, injury, and death.
Everyone must come together to revolt. Children can't walk on the streets of Port-au-Prince. We're tired. We can't live like this anymore. Let's rise up.
It's difficult. There's no way to live. There are bullets flying everywhere. Inside the house, we aren't safe and we can't go outside.
Aid groups are struggling to provide medical care to victims of stray bullets and knife attacks, the hallmarks of gang violence. But fighting hunger is perhaps their biggest challenge.
Haiti has 1.3 million people in emergency, so just before famine. So you've got more than a million people that need urgent assistance. And if we're not able to deliver urgent assistance, there is a very great risk for that group. So we're very worried about that group.
Haitians have been fleeing crushing poverty for generations, many to the neighboring Dominican Republic or the United States. As living conditions fail to improve, the number of people making perilous journeys in search of food and safety is likely to increase. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.